Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if you were entering the Olympics, even if you were a young person, and if you want to be an Olympic star, you really have to start very, very young training. And if you were going to enter the Olympics, whether it was swimming, track and field, whether it was javelin throwing, or whether it was competing in the horse competition, whatever it happens to be, you would be able to look at the statistics and you would be able to say, this is what excellence is. This is what it really means. This is what it takes to win if I enter this event. And you would be timing yourself all the time. Your coaches would be helping you get better form, better practice, understanding exactly what it takes, better nutrition. So there would be a format that you could actually understand what an Olympic gold medal champion does to win. But in business, in entrepreneurial family-type businesses, we don't have that same kind of reference. We think we know what the competition's doing. We can see how many trucks they have. We can see how big their building is. We can see how many employees they have, because many times you can go on the website and find out. But we really don't know what they're doing, and we don't know what they're thinking. But the one thing that we do know is that the competition is coming after your business. They want your business. They want to take all of your business. And you want to take their business. It's called competition. It's called capitalism. It's the system that we have. Those people that are the best at it win. Those people who are not good at it, those business people who are not good at it, they lose. They fall by the wayside. Another person pops up who starts a business to compete again. So competition is a way of life in business. And if you're not competing, your competition will leave your business in the dust. Now, momentum is an interesting thing, and profits are really interesting, how people make them. And when you are on the winning side and you are making a profit and you're flying high and everything's going well and the momentum is just great and you can't believe how successful you are, sometimes we forget that the competition is just looking around, seeing how many trucks we have, how many employees, looking at our public marketing, doing things that are absolutely fair game, trying to outpace us, getting a better message than we have, delivering a better service at a better price. So you, the business person, the CEO, president, or business owner, need to be extremely careful and understand exactly what's going on in your marketplace. If you don't understand what's going on in your marketplace, if you don't understand what your customers need, if you're not paying attention and seeing that the competition is doing a better job of reaching the customers, of servicing the customers, well, you won't be in business long. And the competition is on many levels. It's not just on the level of sales or sales volume. It's also on the level of employees. You may have some really great people, but the competition wants those great people to work for them, so they're going to create a package for them, a benefit package, a payroll package that's going to entice them, that says, come on over here. I have better working conditions for you. I have a better culture that you're going to be happy. We all get along over here. We all encourage each other. This is the place you want to be. So we're competing for business. We're competing for employees. We're also competing with our vendors. If we're not doing enough business, we're not going to get the pricing that we need. If we do more business than the competition, if we are the big player in buying from our vendors, we can go to them and say, you know what? We are the big player. We buy a great deal from you. I've got it right here. This is how much I bought from you last year, about $500,000. What can you do for us? Because you have competition, Mr. or Ms. Vendor. You don't want to lose our business. What can you do to help us? So every single place that you turn, everywhere that you look in your business, whether it's someone who wants your phone service, someone who wants to be the people to clean your office, someone who wants to sell you products, there is competition. We can use competition to our advantage, or we cannot pay attention to it, and the competition will leave us in the dust and take our business. So competition is the word of the day. Really think about what it means. Think about what it means in your business and in your industry. And unless you have a patented item, a proprietary item, something that nobody else has and everybody wants, you better be prepared for the game of competition, because it's out there every single day. And this is something that I want you to consider. I want you to consider how you can compete, how well you compete, know where your strength is, and just as important, know where you are not competing. Where is your weakness? And then take your weakness and make it strength. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.